The Border Patrol is presented by Walker Medical Linen Services, locally owned and operated, and HLAC certified, meeting the highest industry standards. Walker has partnerships with hospitals, surgery centers, and medical clinics in and around the metro area. Walker Medical Linen Services in Kansas City and online at walkermls.com.
Welcome back to the show. We're getting ready to talk some more Chiefs, but I wanted to remind you that I will be at the Hy-Vee in Gladstone today from 11 until 1 o'clock with the Hy-Vee Supercart. If you haven't seen that, you got to see it to believe it. I told Marco he doesn't believe me. That's why you got to see it. And the gigantic Supercart's going to be out there with me from 11 until 1. Gladstone Hy-Vee, 7117 North Prospect Avenue. And the Supercart has a QR code. You scan that, and you can get entered to win 4 Chiefs playoff tickets, a parking pass, and a $100 Visa gift card. Also, I'll have 2 autographed footballs you can sign up to win today at the Gladstone Hy-Vee between 11 to 1. I have an autographed football signed by Trent McDuffie and one signed by Juju Smith-Schuster. So see me today at the Hy-Vee in Gladstone, 7117 North Prospect Avenue. I'll be with the Hy-Vee Supercart from 11 until 1. Right now I have Adam Teicher from ESPN on the line. Adam, good morning. How are you?
Good, Stephen. How are you guys doing today?
Doing very well. Here we go. I'll ask this in a dramatic way. Have we seen Mecole Hardman play his last game in a Chiefs uniform?
I wish I had a dramatic answer for you, but I suspect we have. But it wouldn't surprise me if he's back at some point if the Chiefs, go deeper into the playoffs. You know, here's the thing that makes me wonder out of all of this is there was a game. What was it? I think it was the Seattle game. 3 games ago, the week. I believe it was week 16, right? That the Chiefs started the week and they were optimistic. Okay, this is the week Mecole Hardman's going to be back. And it turns out that he wasn't. And then you get to the next week, and they said, okay, well, he didn't play, but now this is the week he's going to be back. So they were, again, really optimistic before the Denver game in week 17 that he was going to be back, and he wasn't back. He didn't play. And so now, they were optimistic almost a month ago now that he was going to be ready to play, and he hasn't. So, hey, I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but you can't predict these things. But I'm just thinking that if it hasn't happened by now, I'm not sure what would happen to get him into the lineup. So who knows? I mean, it could happen for sure, but I'm thinking that maybe he is done, and then free agency comes for him, and we'll see what happens then, too.
So no practice, and they're backing off Mecole Hardman, but Jody Fortson and Clyde Edwards-Helaire could be returning. They were at practice. So with Jody Fortson, you could see him have a role at least down around the goal line. But and you go ahead and elaborate on that. But then for Clyde, even if he was healthy, I wouldn't know what to do with him. Adam, you tell me.
Yeah, the Chiefs maybe don't know what to do with him either. Yeah, as far as Edwards-Helaire goes, what role is he going to possibly fill right now that they don't have filled by someone who's been doing it better than he did it? Let's be honest. I don't see him displacing Pacheco or deserving much of that work. I certainly don't see him displacing Jerick McKinnon. The Chiefs would be crazy to make that move, and they won't. And so then there's the Ronald Jones role, which is really not much of a role at all. But even at that, wouldn't you rather have Ronald Jones in that role than Clyde Edwards-Helaire? So I just don't see what the need is for him. I can't see them certainly dressing 4 backs on game day. So I just don't know that he's going to be back or at least active if he is back, because there's just not a need. Now, Jody Fortson fills a role, good red zone and goal line guy for sure, but that gives the Chiefs 4 tight ends, and do you want to dress 4 tight ends on game days? So they'll have to put someone else down. What do you do about that? You know, or do you go with three when you dress Fortson? Do you sit Noah Gray or Blake Bell? I don't think you do that. So I'm wondering about his role as well. You know, he'd be a nice guy to have, but Chiefs have some numbers at his position. So it's going to be interesting to see how that one is resolved.
Nate Bucati.
So, Adam, you don't expect Edwards-Helaire to even be on the active roster when it comes to the game this weekend?
Oh, no. I don't know that either one of these guys will be playing on Saturday. You know, Edwards-Helaire missed a good deal of time. I mean, he's been out for a while, and you know, with that high ankle sprain, I can't imagine the Chiefs would rush him back after a week of practice to get him in the lineup. So I don't see it. I don't see them activating him at a minimum this week. Now, Fortson, I don't know. That one may be a tougher call in terms of whether he could play this week. I think probably he's closer than Edwards-Helaire is. But again, do you want to rush him back? Generally speaking, the guys who missed some time with injuries, the Chiefs will you'll give him a couple weeks of work before they put him back in the lineup. So we'll see. But I'm not really expecting either one of those guys to play on Saturday. But if one of them does, I think Fortson has a better chance.
All right, so this is clearly a different team mentally than what we saw the first time around November 13th at Arrowhead when the Chiefs won 27-17. They have momentum. They believe in themselves. They're coming off. They've had some big comeback wins against the Cowboys and then in the Chargers against the Chargers in the playoffs. What do you expect from Jacksonville? How tough of a test will this be for the Chiefs on Saturday?
Yeah, I expect the Jaguars to come in here and be competitive. I mean, they got nothing to lose. I mean, this is a team that's sort of, you know, playing with house money right now. You know, they're going to do – you remember they started – they felt like that the last time. They started the game with an onside kick, right? So I expect that kind of thing, maybe not an onside kick on the opening kickoff, but that kind of coaching out of Doug Peterson, you know, maybe trying to steal a possession, something like that for the Jaguars. I expect that kind of thing to go on, maybe a fake kick or something like that. So I think that's the kind of team the Chiefs are going to see. They got nothing to lose here, really. And I do feel like this is an opponent that can give the Chiefs some problems. You know, you look at that first game, the Chiefs had almost 500 yards. That's with turning it over three times. I mean, what would they have done if they hadn't done that, right? And what would they have done if they hadn't lost that possession on the onside kick? So Chiefs would have had maybe close to 600 yards if they'd played a clean game. But I don't know if it's going to be like that again this time. I think the Chiefs will score some points and move the ball, but it's on the other side of the ball that I wonder a little bit. You know, what are the Chiefs going to bring on defense? I just never know where they're going to be from week to week. If it's the team that finished the season against the Raiders, then I think the Chiefs will win fairly handily. But, you know, if it's a defense we saw, you know, a few weeks earlier against Cincinnati or against Denver, the game out in Denver, then I think the Chiefs, this could well be a competitive game that comes down to the end.
Nate Bucati.
So let's stick with that defense, Adam, because, you know, the team obviously did a lot to bring young, new talent into that defense, both, I mean, like at all three levels, right? Like defensive line, linebacker, and in the secondary. And a lot of the talk at the beginning of the season was there's going to be some growing pains for this defense, but it should be a lot better by the end of the year than it was at the beginning of the year. You just referenced it's been kind of up and down at the end of the year. There's been some good moments and bad moments. Overall, how much better do you think this defense is than the one that we saw maybe the first month of the season?
I don't have an answer for you there, Nate. I just don't. You don't know what you're going to get from them from week to week. Now, I feel like the pass rush is in a better place now, and has been the second half of the season than maybe it was for, say, the first few weeks of the season. So, I think that that's something the Chiefs can carry with them, and will have that in their pocket going into Saturday's game. But that hasn't always translated into great play from the Chiefs on defense. You know, even getting pressure and sacking the quarterback, they're still one of the worst teams in opposing quarterback QBR. and they're hanging out with losers in that area. You know, they're hanging out with a bunch of bad teams when you're talking about the other teams that are at the bottom of the league in opposing quarterback QBR. So, you know, it just hasn't always added up for the Chiefs on defense. There's a lot of things I just can't figure out why they're not better in certain areas. Why after turnovers, they just fall apart and become a soft touch, you know, that kind of thing. And they need to be better in the red zone. So, you know, make opponents kick more field goals, you know. So I do feel like the Chiefs are good enough on defense to get them where they want to go. But if they're going to slide back into some of their habits from a few, you know, recent weeks, the Raider game certainly notwithstanding, then you wonder a little bit, you know, where are the Chiefs? So I just don't know what they're going to bring from week to week. And it's one of those deals where sometimes you have to wait to game day to figure it out.
All right, before we get your official prediction for Chiefs and Jags, what do you think happens in Buffalo between the Bengals and the Bills?
Yeah, what a great game that's going to be, right? I still like the Bills. I still think they're the better team. Cincinnati has got a lot going for them as well, so I'm not 100% confident in my prediction. But I'm going with Buffalo. I'll say somewhere in the neighborhood of, you know, 33-30, something like that. But I'll take the Bills to win a close and a fairly high-scoring game. But I just feel like they're the better team. They got more going for them on defense. And that'll, in the end, that'll prevail.
So last week I was going to pick Cincinnati. I said if this matchup happened, and now I'm hesitant because of the injury issues to Cincinnati's offensive line. But I am curious, who do you think is, and Nate, then I want you to answer as well, who do you think is the better quarterback in this game? You know, we always have to hear people compare different quarterbacks to Mahomes, but they rarely compare these quarterbacks to each other. Who do you think is better, Josh Allen or Joe Burrow?
Well, I don't like the way Josh Allen played last week. You know, once they got that lead, he helped allow the Dolphins back in the game. So, you know, he's got some things to clean up as well. But I'll take Josh Allen. I just feel like he has more ways to beat you. You know, the way he can move around and run, I just feel like I would take Josh Allen. But if Joe Burrow is my consolation prize, sign me up. I feel like you can't lose either way with those guys. But I would take Josh Allen just because I think he's a more versatile player.
What do you say, Nate Bucchetti?
I go Joe Burrow. And I think that, like Adam said, we're talking about the thinnest of margins right now. They're both incredibly good quarterbacks, and almost every other team in the league outside of the Chiefs would love to have either one of them. And I do agree that the one area where I really give Allen the edge is when you're in a situation like a third down and medium or a third down and short, you know Josh Allen is a threat to just go pick it up on his own. You know, he can make those running plays where he can get hit and still drag a defender 5 yards and get a first down. So I think that's a great weapon to have. But look, maybe this is just like judging off of what we've already seen in a short sample size. And if Allen goes out and wins this game and takes his team to the Super Bowl, that story will change a little bit. But I believe in clutch a little bit, and I think Burrow's a killer, man. I think that when the game's on the line in close games, I'd rather have him back there making the decision and being tasked with making that perfect throw than Josh Allen, because I've seen him do it in more big games than Josh Allen already in his career. So that's a hard thing to measure, but that's the reason that I take Burrow. I think he's got that it factor that makes him a winner.
No, there's something to that, and that's why I say you can't lose with that choice. I mean, you know, you even if you're second in line for your picks, you're going to get a winner and a great player. So I just feel like, again, there's more to Josh Allen's game you're tough to defend. You know, make him just a guy that every single down is a constant problem. So, you know, and I feel like, hey, Buffalo's got some good receivers, don't get me wrong, but I feel like Cincinnati's deeper in that regard, and that maybe makes Joe Burrow look a little better than maybe he otherwise would be. But I'm with you. I think both guys are guys you'd want to have, no doubt.
You know, and speaking of these quarterbacks, these young quarterbacks, I mean, this I thought this was a pretty wild stat. You know, all eight starting quarterbacks in the divisional round are under the age of 30. I think Dak Prescott is the oldest at 29. That's the first time that's happened since the 2004-2005 season.
I would have thought maybe ever, just But that still is an interesting stat. A long time, Mahomes is becoming an old man right before our eyes, right?
Oh boy, 27 years old, but yeah, he's the older statesman in the AFC. But it'll be interesting to see, because we've all decided we're going to see plenty of matchups with Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes mixing and matching in the playoffs for years to come. It'll be interesting if this is going to be a regular appearance now for Trevor Lawrence, now that he has the right coach that's going to build around him, and if he's going to force his way into this conversation. All right, before we let you go, Adam, your official prediction, please, for Chiefs and Jags.
Yeah, well, I don't know that this game is going to be like the last one that the teams played a couple months ago, but one thing I can't shake from that is that the Chiefs are minus -3 in turnovers, and then there was the onside kick that officially is not a turnover but kind of was. And they still dominated the game. They still really controlled the game from basically start to finish. So I can't shake that. They're the better team. So if they play a clean game, I'm expecting the Chiefs to cover the spread. I'm picking something in the neighborhood of maybe 34-20, something like that, a Chiefs win. But hey, if they're turning it over and they're missing kicks, then to me, all bets are off, and this thing could be competitive. And heck, Jacksonville might come out of here with a win.
Adam, thank you very much for the time. We will talk to you next week.
Hey, good stuff, guys. Talk to you next week.
That is Adam Teicher from ESPN. Does that make you feel any better? He said two scores. He said 14 points.
Yeah.
Matt Derrick's saying two scores. I know that we're saying all the right things, but everyone's, so far picking a cover. I like the Chiefs by 10 to 14 or maybe more. I like them to cover.
I'm thinking I'm right now I'm toying with a 31-24.
Toying with it.
Chiefs win.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday my buddies and I laid $1 bets on correct scores. We all ranged from like 41-27, one had 31-10. I had picked 31-17 ish feel. So it was all, people are liking the double digit spread for Kansas City winning by double digits.
38-24. How about that?
Ooh,
I bet that's like a plus 11,000 odds.
34-20, 38-24, something like that. Maybe sniffing around that. We'll see. I'll, much like a Friday weigh-in before a big fight. I need to hear what everyone's saying, and I'll make my final decision on Friday. But that's the general area that I'm looking at. We will take a break. When we come back, we have a playoff edition of Mike's Got Picks. Mike's Got This with Mike DePasquale. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
It's time to find out who's got this. Presented by Mike DePasquale and the law offices of DePasquale Moore.
Lawrence celebrated his first playoff win at Waffle House, which is pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
How did you celebrate your first playoff win?
I can't remember exactly. I'm sure I was saying to Brad, I'm sure there was a couple Coors Lights that were drinking. I didn't get Waffle House, man. That's a baller move, man. And so maybe if we win this one, I'll think of somewhere to go that can match that.
It was hardcore, as I told Patrick Mahomes yesterday, and it was a baller move, as he told me. Another baller move is to follow along with Mike's Got Picks, Mike's Got This. It would also be a baller move if you stop by the Hy-Vee in Gladstone today from 11 until 1. Marco, damn it, I told you I'm going to be out there with the Hy-Vee supercart. You've been wanting to ride around in this thing for years. And if you come out there, maybe you can. It's a 10-foot tall street legal motorized shopping cart. Has a kiddie seat for the driver. And the you can also transport five additional passengers in the basket. And it's making an appearance today with me at Gladstone Hy-Vee, 7117 North Prospect Avenue from 11 until 1. I've got a couple of footballs that I'm giving away courtesy of Hy-Vee and Sports Radio 810 WHB, an autographed football signed by Juju Smith-Schuster and a football signed by Trent McDuffie. You can also register to win 4 playoff tickets, a parking pass, and a $100 Visa gift card. But you can only do all these things and see the supercard and see me today from 11 to 1, Gladstone Hy-Vee. Let's go!
Said there's a kid seat in the
yeah
cart?
you know what the kiddie seat is normally in the car, that's where the driver is up there, you know, and it's, dangling your legs.
Well, that's very considerate of Hy-Vee to
right.
think of Nate.
They're
trying to attract him out to get him out to the remotes. I see.
Good God, Nate, catching strays. I wasn't even talking about you.
Man, I thought that was Gurley's job. Well, I didn't realize Marco was piling on.
Stepping in there, let's talk to him. Mike DePasquale, Mike's got this. Mike's got picks. What's up, Mike? How are you?
I'm doing good. I didn't know that that cart actually moved.
Yeah.
I've seen it before. Man, that sounds fun.
Go up and down the street. I'm going to get that thing up. I'm going to see if they'll let me drive that over to my dad's house. I'd like to have some fun over there. We'll
You'd
find
like
out.
That.
Yeah.
We'd like that.
I'd love it. I'd also like to hear, Nate, do you have any updates on the picks? Have you stopped keeping track? What's the story here?
Oh, no, I'm keeping track, baby.
Then what is it?
Last weekend, you guys want to hear how we did last weekend?
Sure.
Well, Mike and I both had the Jacksonville Jaguars.
That's a win.
And that was to cover the 1.5 the Chargers were favored by. So we both got that one right. This is where the difference was. There was only one game last week where we differed. Mike took his Buffalo Bills minus the 9 points, and I just to try to be different took the Finns and Dolphins covered in that one by losing by just 3 points. We both had the Ravens covering, which they did. Well, it was a push.
Ooh,
that game was a push.
Push, all right.
With the
better than a
7-point spread. And then this is the one we can't be proud of, Mike. You and I both had the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
No.
That one did not go our way. So
that's fine.
So I edged out Mike based on the Dolphins pick last week.
Well,
I knew better with that one, too. I knew better. I think it wasn't it like 13, or did it climb to 13 by the time we afterwards, maybe? I don't know. Either way, I knew better.
Well, it's time to get right for the divisional round. That's what that's Marco's motto. He's going to get right with the divisional round. We'll save the Chiefs and Jags for last, even though it's the first game. So we'll start off with the night game, the primetime game on Saturday night. You can listen to the games right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. The New York Giants at the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles are favored by 7.5. Mike DePasquale.
I'm taking my man Brian Daboll on the Giants. They're looking good. I like Daboll. He's in Buffalo, too, like me. So, taking him. He went to St. Francis High School by the lake right by my sister's house. So I got him.
You know, it's very interesting you bring that up, that you know, they took him away. And, of course, he's a former Chiefs offensive coordinator for just a moment in time. But the Giants, with all the success, they looked at the two best offensive teams in probably in football, really, and they took Brian Daboll from the Buffalo Bills, and they hired Mike Kafka away from the Chiefs and made him the offensive coordinator. And now Mike Kafka is a very hot name in coaching circles when it comes to vacancies in the NFL. And so they took a little of the Chiefs. They took a little from the Bills. And now here they are in the divisional round of the playoffs. Nate Bucati, what's your pick? Giants or 7.5-point underdogs?
Well, I was going to go Giants here, but I don't really be too much like Mike. We got to have some differences. And I think the Giants are going to keep this game closer, but Jeff Chedia tells me that the Eagles have the best roster in the NFL and that they're going to blow the Giants out. Mm. So I'll go ahead and be different, and I'll take Philadelphia.
All right. We will go on to Sunday's games. Oh, boy, here is the big one. Nate, you go first, and we'll give Mike time to think about this. It's the Bengals at the Bills. The Bills are favored by 5 for the 2 o'clock kickoff right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB, Nate Bucati.
Well, I think the Bills are going to win this game, but I don't think they're going to win by five. They didn't even beat the Dolphins by 5 points, and the Bengals are much better than the Dolphins, even with their banged-up offensive line. If the Bengals were intact on the offensive line, I'd be picking them to win outright. I think the Bills will win this game, but they're not going to cover, so I'll take the Bengals and the 5 points.
All right, Mike, what will it be?
I'm taking the Bengals. Unlike Nate, though, I think the Bengals are going to win. And I think in an AFC championship game in Arrowhead next weekend, and there ain't no way, there's no way possible, it's not possible that the Bengals beat the Chiefs four times in a row.
Damn.
Chiefs signed another Super Bowl.
Well,
I know that.
I like the way this is playing out.
Man.
I like the scenario just set up. All right, fine. You'll take the Bengals. What about, there we go. You talk about some memorable matchups in playoff history. Here's another chapter. The Cowboys at the 49ers. The Niners are favored by 3.5, Mike.
I'm going to take the Niners, but I want to comment on what you just said. When I think of playoff football in like the early 90s, I think of the Cowboys, Niners playing at Candlestick Park. I don't even know if it ever happened. It might be one of those things I imagined it. But I can see the dirt infield and all that stuff. Probably didn't happen, but I want to think about it that way.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I'm taking the
Niners.
That
was the catch, wasn't it?
It doesn't matter if it happened.
That was the 80s with Dwight Clark, right? I'm talking in the 90s. Probably didn't happen, but it's like people think you heard that thing. People think there was a movie with Sinbad or no, with Shaq maybe, where he was a genie. If you ask anybody between the ages of like early 30s, early 40s, they think Shaq was in a movie called Shazam. Well, that never happened. There's a name for it. It's like a complex we have. I'm blanking on what else.
Happen?
No. Look it up.
Why do we think that? Because I thought that happened. Why do I think that happened?
It's like a syndrome. It's got a name to it.
Kazam.
Kazam.
Well, it wasn't with Shaq.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. No, people think it was with Sinbad. That's it.
Okay.
Hold on. People think Sinbad was in a genie movie.
Yeah, Shaq was in Kazam.
Well, Shaq was, but there's this. It's the Sinbad thing.
Okay.
People think Sinbad was a genie, and it's a syndrome. Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna find the name of it while we're picking these things. Okay.
Sinbad syndrome, maybe.
I ain't though. All right. So I got that. I got the Niners. I think they're going to the Super Bowl too. Defense and they run the ball. That never goes out of style.
Okay. Nate Bucati, what do you have here?
I'm taking Niners as well.
All right.
I think they cover.
Now let's get to the main event. 3:30 kickoff on NBC. It's the Jags at the Chiefs. Nate Bucati, the Chiefs are favored by 8.5.
I'm right now my score line is Chiefs 31, Jags 24. So by my math, that means the Chiefs do not cover. So I think the Chiefs win the game in advance, which is all that really matters, unless you got money on it. So I'll take the Jags and the 8.5 points.
Mike?
I'm with Nate. I think it's going to feel like the Chiefs are in control all game. But listen, except for that Bucs game last week, every one of these games has been so damn close. So I'm with Nate. I think the Chiefs came with arm's distance, but I think they got it.
All right, Mike, before we let you go, tell people if they need your help, how they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, mikesgotthis.com. And I hope everyone has a great weekend. And I'll talk to you guys next week.
Let's do it. That's Mike DePasquale talking about Mike's Got This, Mike's Got Picks. Even more help for Marco as he looks.
So I found a Sinbad.
What is it?
So it was originally supposed to be in a movie called Shazam, but it's a movie that never happened. So, yeah, he was supposed to be a genie in a movie called Shazam. Didn't happen. Instead, we got Shaq and Kazam, which is a movie that did happen.
Mike had because I was like, I didn't think Shaq was in a movie like that.
Right.
I mean, maybe I thought he was making a joke like, all right, yeah, that movie didn't happen because it was so bad or something. But no, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Unsolved mystery solved.
All right, we'll take a break when we come back. Remember, I'm going to be at the Hy-Vee in Gladstone today from 11 until 1. You can stop by and register to win. either a Juju Smith-Schuster autographed football or a Trent McDuffie autographed football. You can also stop by and see the Hy-Vee Supercart and scan the QR code that's on there on your phone on the Supercart, and you'll be entered to win a wonderful prize package, including playoff tickets, parking pass, and a Visa gift card today from 11 until 1 at the Gladstone Hy-Vee, 7117 North Prospect Avenue. When we come back, we'll check in with our friends in Hy-Vee, see what they got going on there. And guess what? Just for listening, you better hang through it. Someone's going to win a $50 gift card to Hy-Vee after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John here with my good friend Zach Jones from Hy-Vee to talk about what's going on this week leading in to the divisional round of the playoffs at Hy-Vee. Zach, what's up, man?
Hey, not too much. How are you today?
Doing very well. Excited about the Chiefs. I know a lot of people are going to go to the game and tailgate, but there's a lot of people that watch the game at home on TV and they homegate. Either way, whatever you're going to do, Hy-Vee, that's your headquarters for playoff football. That's your headquarters for tailgating and homegating. So tell people about Hy-Vee being the one-stop shop and what they can expect to find if they're getting ready for the big game coming up this weekend.
Hey, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've got 19 area stores here. They're just excited about the Chiefs as anybody in Kansas City. You know, we've been waiting for this all season long and, you know, many years of planning for it. So we've got all the dips you need, all the meat, the bakery, everything you need for that home gate or tailgate. Like you said, we're going to save you a bunch of time. So all you have to do is worry about the game.
So my favorite dip is the, I've told you this, the buffalo chicken dip. And so will that be available everywhere? That's sometimes that's hard to get. And it's also hard to keep in my house because if I let it out of my sight, then my son eats it all and then leaves an empty container for me. And so can I get my hands on the buffalo chicken dip, please?
Hey, you better believe it. We made a few thousand pounds, so we're ready to roll for the whole city.
That is the best buffalo chicken dip that I have had anywhere. Also, this is Kansas City. We like barbecue. We like to get messy for the playoffs. Do you have anything coming up that involves delicious ribs?
Yes, we do, Stephen. You know, we know it's the first of the year. We know everybody's trying to recover from spending a bunch of money for the holidays. So we're actually going to bring our rib price down for the postseason. We're going $14 for a full slab on Saturdays and Sundays. Or if you buy two, we're going to sell it to you for $25. So two slabs of ribs for $25.
And so in which location can I get that?
That's every location in Kansas City and St. Joe every Saturday and Sunday, and that's while supplies last on those ribs.
And tell people where they can find you out in Lee's Summit.
Come out to 3rd and Ward. Got a brand-new remodeled store within the last year, and we've got the only Chiefs Kingdom shop in Kansas City inside our store, and we've also got some signed merchandise in there too, so lots of different opportunities to pep up that party.
All right, so the other thing I want to ask you about is, you know, Hy-Vee is great because you know you could find the lowest prices, the best prices on everything. And I had a chance to see you this week, and you'll tell me a little bit about that. Tell people out there why they can be confident that they're going to, everything we're talking about, they're going to get their best prices at Hy-Vee.
Yeah, you know, it's really important to us. Like I mentioned already, we want to stretch people's budget as far as we possibly can. So we identify key items throughout the entire store and then go do market research. And we're going to put low-price lockdowns out there. And that means you're getting the best price on the top item. And we're not going to deviate from those, and we will be the best. Like you said, it's all about having faith in us, and we're going to make sure we save you money.
So you're going to lock it down the way the Chiefs defense is hopefully going to lock it down this postseason on the way back to the Super Bowl, right?
That's right.
All right, so then now you know this. You know better than anyone. You tell me, because this might be a tough question. I told you I love the buffalo chicken dip. Give me a couple of your favorite items if we got people out there that are planning their home gate or their tailgate. What are some can't-miss items that you would recommend picking up at Hy-Vee?
Hey, my first one, because I can't eat anything buffalo during the playoffs, right?
Right.
I'm going for the crab rangoon dip.
Oh.
And then I'm going back to the meat department. I'm going to grab myself a nice thick steak, toss it on the grill, and love life.
I like that idea for the Crab Rangoon dip. Maybe I need to back off of the Buffalo dip and go for the Crab Rangoon during the postseason only. And don't forget about that great rib special on Saturday and Sunday at every Hy-Vee location in Kansas City and St. Joe. And Zach, before we let you go, tell people again why Hy-Vee is the one-stop shop, the best place to get ready for your home gate or your tailgate.
Hey, you know, like I said, we are Chiefs fans just like everybody else. You know, we're super excited about this. We want to make sure that the Chiefs Kingdom is home gating and tailgating in style, getting all their food, getting all their Chiefs merchandise. Get in, get out, and go enjoy the game.
That's it. I'm getting off this interview right now, and I'm going straight to Hy-Vee. Zach, I'll see you soon.
Sounds great.
All right, and if you want to go to Hy-Vee, it's the one-stop shop for your home gate or your tailgate. You need to check out some great deals, the $7 take-and-bake single-topping pizzas, the made-from-scratch dips, delicious wings and dipping sauces, party trays, Chiefs-themed cakes, cupcakes, and cookies, huge selection of official Chiefs gear, paper goods, and party decor. They got it all. And you could have it all right now because I'm gonna give caller number 8, because I'm feeling great, a $50 gift card to Hy-Vee. So you can stock up on some of your favorite items for your watch party or your tailgate. I'll give a $50 gift card to caller number 8 right now. 913-3810-810. 913-3810-810. Elevate your tailgate at Hy-Vee.